John's story of John and Jesus is a story of John's testimony about Jesus to his disciples. And so while it is not clear who John is addressing in the first two episodes, it is in effect kind of a declaration to the world and or directly to the audience. And then in the third episode, he's talking to his two disciples when he climactically sees Jesus and says, "Look, here's the Lamb of God." These first three episodes are dense with verbal threads. The next day is the first verbal thread that links the first episode and the third episode. That's how they both begin. And it is John, in the first instance, seeing Jesus coming toward him, and in the second and in the third episode, as he watched Jesus walk by, and then the Lamb of God. So both of those episodes have similar motifs at the beginning of the episodes. Then there is a verbal thread in the second sentence of the first episode, "After me comes the man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me," that links this story with the prologue where John says that as a part of the prologue. Another verbal thread that connects the first two episodes is, "I myself did not know him," and then something about the baptizing with water. So in the first one, "I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water." And the second, "I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me." A verbal thread in the second episode is, "I saw the Spirit descending," and then in the second sentence, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain." And so that motif of the Spirit descending and remaining is present in the first sentence and in the second sentence. And then there is the motif of testifying that, again, links the first and the third sentence in that second episode. John testified, and then he says, "I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." Another verbal thread that links the first and the third episode is, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And in the third episode, the climax of this first part of the story, "Look, here's the Lamb of God." So John's speeches here are dense with verbal connection and of his development of these themes. The only significant verbal thread in the second half of the story of the disciples following Jesus is, "Where are you staying?" And so they asked him, "Where are you staying?" And they came and saw where he was staying. This motif ends with the climactic statement, "It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon." That is an inside comment by the storyteller to the audience, but it is also an eyewitness notice. It is one of those details that would only have been known and even have been continued in terms of the storytelling tradition because it had that eyewitness character. Only they would have remembered what time in the afternoon it was. And so that is an appropriate climax to this story because it is one of those places where you have the voice of someone who was present at the events remembering its details. The second part of this, the last two episodes, are about Simon. And that is the verbal thread that connects these two episodes. Simon, following was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, and he found his brother Simon. And then in the second episode, he brought Simon to Jesus, and Jesus said, "You're Simon, son of John." And so this is all about names and nicknames. So these two brothers, and as the climax of the first episode is, you know, we've found the Messiah. So, you know, that's something that people have been looking for in Israel for hundreds of years. So It's a big deal. But then it's all about friendship and about names and nicknames. And so the sign of Jesus' special relationship with Simon is his giving him this nickname, Cephas, in Aramaic, which is translated then Peter in Greek. So he has a Greek name and an Aramaic name. And that was normal for people in the period of Jesus' life in Galilee. There were a number of his disciples who had Hebrew names. There were disciples who had Greek names. It was all about that intermix of cultures. So this is a story that has tremendous intimacy of relationship between John and his recognition of Jesus, and then between Jesus and his first disciples.